Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me. I wanna live, God, so you can use me.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. Yes, your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. And you have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Show. Yes, I Am Royalty Radio Show. It is July 15, 2011, 3:06 p.m., and I just want to start off on today letting you know this is the Lord's doing, hallelujah, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made just for you and me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited on today. I don't know about you, but I'm excited on today. I know today is a day of great expectations. Today is a day that all our prayers will be answered. Today is a day that the Lord is sending abundance in our lives. Hallelujah. Today is a day that we walk in our wealthy status. Today is the day we will not be defeated. It's a past tense. On today, we will walk in wealthy status. On today, we will walk in our royalty. On today, we will walk in our riches and our greatness and our excellence on today. I'm telling you, whatever you need and whatever you desire on today, tell the Lord about it and trust in him to do it for your very life. Hallelujah. Trust in him to make ways out of no way. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord to do great things in your life. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about being here on today. I don't know about you, but I just thank God for all of you who's out there listening on I Am Royalty Radio Show, whether you are on the switchboard, whether you call in, whether you listen to your computer radios, whether you listen to your computers. I just thank God for all of you, because without you, it would not be an I Am Royalty, and I just thank God for you. I'm telling you on today, get ready and get yourself in your position to know that God is going to do a great thing in your life. How many faith believers do I have out there on today? How many people know enough is enough? The devil done already tried to hinder your life, tried to block your flow, but you're going to move forward and you won't be stopped because you know there is something in your future and it looks much better than it looks right now. How many of you out there listening on today know that you are royalty and you are a king or queen with riches sitting in heavenly places and walking in your destiny? How many of you out there know that whatever you touch is blessed? You know that you are blessed in the city, blessed in the field. No, you are blessed when you come in, when you go, knowing that you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the limit to many nations, never need to borrow from them. Enemies come one direction to you and it got to scatter you in seven, because everything you touch is abundantly and prosperity blessed. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, on today, whatever it is you need, you trust in the Lord to do it. It says in Ephesians 3:20, one of my favorite verses, and it says, now unto him who's able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us, meaning that you have the power working in you to speak those things into existence. You have the power working in you to get things done in your life because God has given you the ability. You have the Holy Ghost inside of you who can get it done in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord our God on today. And if you know he's worthy to be praised, say hallelujah. I'm telling you, I Am Royalty listeners, I know today that God is going to do a great thing in my life. And not only that, because today we have restoration revival going on. Hallelujah. I want everybody to say restoration. Yes, restoration revival going on at the greatest, most powerful church in the world, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance Church of God in Christ, where senior pastor is Apostle Michael Robinson, and it is at 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. Yes, Restoration Revival. If you are in the area or you just want to take a drive and come on down and hear the word of the Lord where there are healing, deliverance, and being set free, come on down at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I promise you, you will not be the same when you leave about it. I promise you, whatever you desire and want and need, it will get done in that place. Hallelujah. Come on down to 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've been joyful all day today. You know, everyone, I know that I'm associate pastor, don't be on here as much as she used to for the radio show. I haven't been here in a couple of weeks, but I've been in school. And all day today, I've been early this morning in class and learned new things. And the Lord told me, No. You ain't been on here while you got to commit your work to me first and all your plans will succeed. Proverbs 16:3, New Living Translation. Commit your work to the Lord and all your plans will succeed and prosper and be established. So we have to, no matter what we're doing in our lives, our everyday life, we have to give God his time. Amen. We have to give him what is due him. We have to give know you're going to do this show. So I said, Lord, how can I do this? I don't have time. You don't have time, but I'm going to give you time to put this in. And you know what? He allowed me to finish one of my classes up early today so I can do the radio show. You tell me God don't care about the little things and the big things in our lives. When he said in 1 Peter, cast all your cares and anxieties upon me because I care for you, he meant that. When he said in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, come to me, who are all weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. He meant that. So whatever you're doing in your life, whatever your day is like, busy schedule or not so busy, you can always find time to put God in the midst of what you're doing. I'm telling you, I found myself ministering to my classmates and to my instructors and things like that, you know, giving words of encouragement. And that's what God has put me here for, to encourage others in the Lord. And I'm telling you, whatever God has called you to do, whether it's an encourager, whether you're an intercessor, whether you're the one that lifts everyone up, whether you're a giver, whatever it is, you do it the best way that God have called you to do it. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long because we have like 20 minutes left on the show. I just want to encourage you on today with the little word that the Lord gave me today. And it was so funny. I wrote this word while I was in class doing an assignment. And I'm telling you, God will give you time to do whatever needs to be done in your life. I'm telling you, whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're at work, whether you're a full-time student, or whether you're a mother or father, whatever it is you're doing in life, God will allow his work to get done in the midst of that. Hallelujah. I want to come to you with two different chapters on today. And I'll be coming to you first out of 1 Kings 17, verse 1. Hallelujah. And then I'll be coming to you 1 Kings 18, verse 41 to 46. Okay, and the word of the Lord says, it said, Elijah the Tishbite went before King Ahab and said these exact words, neither dew, neither rain, or anything will flow in these years except at my word. Hallelujah. Let me read this again. The prophet Elisha said, surely the Lord God Israel lives, whom I serve, neither dew, neither rain will fall in the next few years except at my word. Hallelujah. I want y'all to remember that. Key word, except at my word. Now I'm going to go to 1 Kings 18, verse 41 through 46. And the word of the Lord says, and Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain. So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. Go and look toward the sea, he told his servant. And he went up and looked. There's nothing there, his servant said. Seven times Elijah prayed and said, go back, go back. The seven times the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. So Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds, and the man's hands from the fist, the wind rose, and a heavy rain started falling, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah, and tucking in his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. May God have a blessing to the reading and hearers of his words for the edification of our souls. And today, my topic is called Accept at Your Word. Hallelujah. Let me say that again for you on today, just in case you ain't hear me. Accept at your word. Well, on today, I know we're talking about the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 17 and 1. He went to the king Ahab, and he told him, neither sure the Lord God Israel lives, whom I serve, neither rain, neither dew will fall in this place for the next few years except at my word. And then we go into 1 Kings 18, 41 through 46, where it shows where 3 years later, I hope somebody getting this, 3 years later, the prophet Elijah's word came to pass because it was not going to rain in that city except at his word. I hope somebody know that. I hope somebody know you got power in your word. So 3 years later, they really didn't believe the prophet Elijah, as I studied on today, because they figured it didn't rain in 3 years, so why all of a sudden it's going to rain now? So he had to position himself. I hope somebody getting this right now. He had to, prophet Elijah had to position himself on top of Mount Carmel and been down. Sometimes, in order for you to get things done at your word, you have to position yourself in a high position in the Lord and then get low. Come on, somebody getting this. See, the prophet Elijah positioned himself at top of Mount Carmel and then got low and put his head between his legs. See, he couldn't stand straight up and pray that prayer because he said in 1 Kings 17 and 1, neither no rain nor dew will not happen except at my word. So he knew in order for that word to manifest itself, it couldn't be no flesh glorified. Hallelujah. It had to be all God, and it had to be the Spirit of God that manifested inside him. So he got real high on Mount Carmel, but then he began to prostrate itself and position itself and put his head between his legs. Who am I talking to on today? Whatever you need and whatever you desire in your life, you can position yourself, prostrate yourself, and begin to speak those things into existence. It goes into verse 42 where it says, seven times Elijah prayed with his head between his legs, and he sent his servant to say, go back, go back. See, he knew that this what he prayed wasn't going to take no one time. Oh, somebody getting this. It wouldn't take one time for this thing to manifest. We're talking about the rains. We're talking about the clouds. We're talking about the atmosphere. We wasn't going to take no one time to get this prayer answered. He knew it was going to take more than one time. So he kept saying, go back, go back, go back. And he put his head between his legs, and he did not look up, but he began to cry out to the Lord, God ever whom he served. How many of you out there today have a prayer request, have a petition laid before God, and you know that this thing will not get manifest except at your word? Hallelujah. Now, I know I talked a little bit about the prophet Elijah, but I'm going to take this to another level. And when God gave me this on today, it really blew my mind back, but I'm going to take this to another level on today. How many of you out there remember the game Mortal Kombat? I have preached about Mortal Kombat before, about a couple of characters. And I think I preached about this character before, but God gave me a different insight on this character on today. And her name is Queen Sindel. Queen Sindel, she is the queen, and she's married to Shao Kahn. She has power and ability to open up her mouth, and whenever she opens up her mouth, the earth shakes, it trembles, it cracks, it rotates, and it opens up at her word. Oh, somebody getting this. The same way 13, 17, and 1 and the prophet Elijah said that it would be neither rain nor dew except at my word, I'm giving you an example of Queen Sindel of Mortal Kombat, that things that she wanted and needed on how to beat the enemy and get things in her life, it didn't happen except she opens up her mouth. And just in case, if she opens up her mouth and it miss her enemy or miss her target or things that she wants, she has a second backup plan, which is her hair. Her hair. How many out there know that a woman's hair is a glory? 1 Corinthians 11, verse 15. Queen Sindel used her hair whenever she can't get what she needed just in case the target missed it when she opened up her mouth. She used the glory, hallelujah, she used the glory to get what she needed and what she wanted to get the job done. She used her most powerful weapon and the strongest weapon that ever been made in the market. How many of you know that you possess yourself, possess the most strongest, the most powerful weapon that ever been made in your life? Let me tell you what that is. It's your mouth. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue and those that eat the food therein. So I want you to know that you have a weapon, and it's the most powerful tool, the most dynamic tool, the most authoritative tool that you ever have is your mouth. Queen Sindel also walks in her authority. She knows when she has dominion and power and authority over all things. Psalms 8, verse 6 says, the Lord puts us in charge of everything he has made, giving us power, authority, and dominion over all things. Queen Sindel also knows that when she walks in the room and she opens up her mouth, everything is going to be moved out her way. Nothing hinders her to obtain the things that she needs and how to beat the enemy. You have to know that you are warting on today. You have to know that you have the ability to move everything out of your life. You got to know that you have the ability, like the prophet Elijah and Queen Sindel, that when you open up your mouth, at your word, it is so. At your word, it will manifest. At your word, it will come to pass. At your word, it is fulfilled. Hallelujah. I want you to know that another ability that Queen Sindel possesses is that she's very fast. It said in 1 Kings 18, verse 46, that the prophet of, that the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the prophet Elijah, and he began to tuck his cloak in his pants and tuck his cloak in his belt and began to run faster than a chariot. How many people know the only way you were going to carry it back in those days was considered as a car? How many of you know that the only way you can run faster than a car and let the Spirit of the Lord is upon you? Hallelujah. I want you to know that I'm going to give you three examples that Queen Sindel had that we all possess today. In order for you to hit Queen Sindel, one, you have to be faster than her. Two, don't ever let her open up her mouth because it's already done. I hope somebody getting this. When Queen Sindel opened up her mouth, it's already done. How many of y'all that have faith and believe and know when you open up your mouth from today and this every day forward, that is already done? When you open up your mouth, that it is manifested. When you open up your mouth, it's declared and it's established. When you prophesy faith into your life, it's already done. How many of y'all that know when you open up your mouth like the prophet Elijah and Queen Sindel, that it's already done? Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Number two. You cannot beat her if she pulls her hair out and catches you. When she swings her hair at you, she locks you, and there's no moving, no going. You are hers. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. See, how many of you know that in order for Queen Sindel to be the enemy, just in case her mouth and her powerful tools don't work, she has the glory, which is considered as up in 1 Corinthians 14. We have the glory of our lives, and we should know that God has our back. How many of you out there know that whatever you need in your life, God will provide? God is Jehovah Jireh. God is Jehovah Nisi. God is Jehovah Rapha. God is Jehovah Kishinu. God is Jehovah Roha, and he will provide in your life. The Bible says in Haggai 2, verse 6-7, the Lord says, once more in a little while, I will shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry lands. Nations will fill the house, and the glory shall fall in this place, says the Lord Almighty. Don't you know the Lord is talking to us on today? Don't you know he will shake things in our life? How many know that the Lord will shake the nations and give it unto you? Psalms 28 says, only act. And I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the inner earth as your possession. Don't you know God will give you the nations if that's what you really desire? Don't you know God will give you the earth if that's what you really desire? Don't you know request is granted? The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 4, it was a man named Jabez. And his mama named him Jabez because he was born in pain. But one day he decided to open up his mouth and say, Lord, increase my capacity. Enlarge my coat. Bless me in all that I do. Keep evil, pain, and hurt and harm from me. And the Bible says the Lord granted his request. It didn't take him 10 years. It didn't take him 10 weeks. It didn't take him 20 years. But that same day, the Lord granted his request. How many of you know out there on today, kings and queens with riches? How many of you know out there today, if you serve that same God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And whatever you want, and whatever you desire, and whatever you need, it is so. Accept at your word. Hallelujah. A lot of you out there on today that's listening, a lot of you have not even obtained that thing because you just now have not opened up your mouth. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. Asking it should be given unto you. Knocking the door shall open. Seeking you shall find. Jesus said you have not asked anything to the Father in my name, because whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give it unto you. So whatever you need and whatever you want, just ask in his name, and it will come to pass. I want you to know, I learned a little something today about speaking. I want you to know, whenever you open up your mouth, it sends a wave pattern in the atmosphere, and that's what makes sound out of your mouth. That is how others are able to hear us. Help somebody getting this. When you open up your mouth and you send a prayer request unto the Lord, when you open up your mouth and you begin to make your prayer petitions known unto the Lord, when you open up your mouth and you speak stuff out of your mouth by faith, don't you know it sends a voice pattern unto the Lord ears? Don't you know that he hears you? Psalms 116, 1 and 2 says, the Lord hears and answers your prayers, and he bends down and listens to you. blow on Calvary's cross with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all know what she. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Don't you know you got victory? Don't you know you can walk in prosperity? Don't you know you can hold your head up on today, knowing that it's already done? Don't you know that Jesus gives you the keys of the kingdom of heaven? And whatever you bind on earth, heaven got your back. And whatever you loose on earth, heaven got your back. The kingdom come. The will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't you know that whatever's done on earth, heaven got your back. Whatever's done in heaven, you're supposed to possess on earth. Now jump up out of your ambush. Go possess the land that the Lord God has given you. A land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Oh, ye God. Oh, God. Possess your land on today. I just want to leave with you, but I'm sorry, that at your word unto God, you can have whatever you like. At your word, if your ways pleases him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37, verse 4. In a famine, even in Psalms 37, it said in a famine, you will have more than enough. It also said in Psalm 37, when we're young and when we old, we'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor even our seed begging bread. Don't you know whatever you need and whatever you desire, God is able to do it in your life, but except at your word. Hallelujah. And if you believe that you have the power and ability inside of your mouth, bless the name of the Lord right now, for he is worthy to be praised. Psalm 20, verse 4 says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we're going to trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. We're going to trust in the name of the Lord our God on today. We know he is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly in our lives. We know he is able to do the unexpected in our lives. We know that he's able to do a supernatural miracle in our lives. We know he's able to do a right now thing in our lives. Today is faith favor last Friday. And on today, if you need extra faith, tell them on today. If you need some favor, tell them on today. If you need some finances, tell them on today. But you need some healing, tell them on today. You need some deliverance, tell them on today. Whatever you need and whatever you desire, God will give it to you on today. Except at your word. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabu Shaya. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And he will do it in your life on today. I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but I'm telling you, you don't have to look down another day. You don't have to think you defeated another day because you are a warrior, a gladiator, a trailblazer, and all you do is win. You are God-gifted, and you are blessed by the best. You are walking in the fog on today, the favor of God. You are being led by GPS, God's prosperity system. You're walking in the government the queen. Christ rules everything around you. I'm telling you, you don't have to worry about what nobody says. But who reported you going to believe? You're going to believe the report of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. It is so on today. I'm telling you, it is done. Hallelujah. It is already done. Request granted. Loan process approved. Access granted. It's already done. I'm telling you, the devil can't stop you because your time is now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm going to open up the phone line. I'm only available. Actually, I'm running out of time, so I'm only available doing up maybe to a couple of phone calls. But everyone who called in, I just want to let you know that you are a winner on today. You are a heavyweight champion on today, and you will not be stopped because God has his hedge of protection around you, and you are activated in the whole arm of God on today. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Caller, you are calling in from area code 202.
509.
You're live on the air. Caller. Miss you. 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 It is Mother Newsom, hallelujah, the greatest mother in the world, hallelujah. Do you have anything to say to God's people on today before we close out on today?
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Look forward to all of the blessings of the Lord. I've enjoyed the message on today. I always enjoy being able to fellowship, even if it's by airwave, when it comes to the Word of God. Continue to be blessed. May God strengthen your body as you continue on in this particular media ministry. God bless all the listeners out there, and look forward to the favor of God. But there is something we have to do. We have to be obedient to him if we want to receive his favor. God bless you, darling. See you tonight.
God bless you. Oh, see you tonight. Also, Mother Newton, let everyone know the airwaves about, because I didn't have all the information, about the conference that's coming at the Women's Conference next week. Let them know about it.
Next week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there will be a woman's fellowship for the Brotherhood Fellowship, a woman's revival, wherein we have our missionaries will be speaking, and as well as I, your assistant state supervisor, I will be speaking on next Thursday, and the supervisor, Evangelist Denise Flippin, will be speaking on Friday night. We will be there every night at 7:30. We ask you to come out and be with us. This is our this new fellowship. This is our first women's department revival. You're invited. Come and be our guest, won't you? You won't be sorry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, everyone, if you just want to take a trip next week, you're on vacation, come on out to 1921 East Empire, Bed Harbor, Michigan. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. I'm telling you, the power of the Lord and the glory of the Lord is in that place. If you need a supernatural miracle, you need a breakthrough, you need to be healed, delivered, or you just need another touch, come on out. I'm telling you, and God is going to do a great thing in your life. Hallelujah. Well, everyone, on today, we only have like 3 minutes left. I just want to let you know that I will be here next Friday at 3 p.m. It's not 2 anymore. It's 3 now since I'm in class, 3 p.m. And I will be here next Friday. And I just want you to know that you can walk in your wealthy status and you can put your faith in the Lord, because he is the one that knows the plan for your life. I want you all to be blessed. We're blessed by the best. And I want you to know I'm going to leave you today with Deidre Haddon to help somebody. On today, just tell somebody that you love them. Encourage them on today. Don't you know that's helping somebody? And whenever you walk past somebody, just smile at them. Sometimes you never know that that's the only smile that they get in the day. Be blessed, everyone. Agape!
There is someone somewhere hurting, and though the sun fills your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're all right, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please, to touch somebody. They have